Welcome back to the Sunday Scoop. This is the 19th episode. That's kind of crazy that by next week it'll have been going for 20 weeks. I mean, it's still crazy that it's been going for 19 weeks. So yeah, I mean, 20 weeks is crazy. That's like more than 4 months, more than 5 months. What the heck? I have been doing this for a long time. Doesn't feel like it's been that long because technically it hasn't been that long. It's been maybe, it hasn't been a year since I've started YouTube. I started the Sunday Scoop only a couple months after my first video, but it was written. This podcast, though, this might be like the third or fourth. As I said before, before the Sunday Scoop started, which you can hear that spiel if you join the Discord in the description of this audio recording. Last week, I feel like I took a break. I didn't do a whole lot of things. I did get distracted by playing a new video game that was out, Blade and Sorcery. Very good game. Do recommend. And then I hung out with friends more often than I do. I don't know. I kind of just wanted to like vibe for a little while. I feel like I'm running a bit slow at the moment. It's a mixture of I'm not feeling well and I'm doing a lot of other projects. So I'm like putting less effort into my main things like YouTube, Discord, and Twitch, and I'm focusing on other things. But there's like the goal to add them into my main things. So like I'm relearning cello, I'm learning piano, right? And I'm including that into my music production. I've just went down the spiral of, oh, I enjoy doing this. I'm going to do this instead of everything else. I'm also learning more Godot engine, and I'm actually making a game prototype, which probably won't turn into anything because I don't want to spend like a year on a game. I want to spend like a month at most, maybe, right? I want to have another game come out, but it's going to be, I want to make something with like short gameplay or like something, but I don't want to spend too long on it. Otherwise, knowing me, I'll probably spend like 8 months and then just give up because I don't care anymore. But yeah, I'm making a fun prototype. I might add some stuff to it to kind of give it a feel like it's a game, like add sounds and visuals, because right now it's just a mechanic. And then I'm gonna fine tune that mechanic a bit more. But yeah, I'm just doing a bunch of things together. I'm also like I'm exploring digital painting and sketching more so that I can implement more 2D elements into my animations or games or literally anything that I make visuals for. I don't know how far that I'll go or what I'll do with it because I do like 3D art more. We'll kind of see the direction that all takes. I mean, I still did like upload a video last week because the week before I didn't even realize, oh, I just didn't upload anything. So I kind of made Pigeon Council real quick. But yes, I made the Pigeon Council. I like how it turned out. And I do plan to make another video this week. So last week, I'm kind of taking a break. This week will be a bit more toned down as well. And what I mean by that is it will just be kind of normal. I have some weeks where I'm like, okay, I'm going to work on a bunch of stuff that just improves whatever my main things are, whether it be working on the Discord join bot or a new feature, or I am coding on my Twitch setup, or I'm making some sort of big project for YouTube like Numbskull. This week, I'm not doing any of those things. But there will be a video and I will still be streaming. So just kind of the normal as you expect. But I probably won't be working my stream setup. The video might not be that much, but kind of just like last week, except I actually stream on Wednesday. I'm pretty sure I didn't do that because I was sick. So there is still the chance that I won't stream on Wednesday, but I will make it up on like Friday or something. Because if I, on any day that I miss, I'll make it up on Friday, right? Just because last week I didn't, because I'm like, you know what? I want to do this fun thing instead, which is fair. I'm not like obligated to constantly be working on these things, but sometimes I feel like I am. So I have to like remind myself that these other things that I'm doing still applies to the main things. And as long as I keep up some sort of rhythm going to the main things, then it's like, it's okay. Like if I just upload a video this week, it doesn't even matter. It could be 20 seconds. Remember my snake's video, right? That one I made in like 2 hours because I'm like, oh shit, I need a video to upload. And now it has, what, a million views because people liked it so much. And that's why I'm not making a full song of it, because I never planned for a full song. I literally wrote that in like 20 minutes. It'll probably be something along those lines. I'll probably make some crazy ass video that's silly and weird just because I love making videos that are like, this is the first thought that I had when thinking, what video should I make? And most of the time, when I used to think of what should I make for this context, right? Any type of weird ass idea I had, I would throw away because it's weird. But now I don't need to do that because that's all my videos. the first thought that comes to my head. That's weird. But yeah, I'll probably be doing some sort of weird ass thing like that. Even like the cheese, what is happening video that performed pretty well too. And it was like It was like a couple hours that I made it, right? Yeah, this week will be focused more on just kind of music and coding. I made a short song recently that I really liked. I showed it to my supporters, but because I didn't really know what I was going to do with it. And I kind of want to make a few more short songs similar to that, just kind of using real instruments, or at least making certain things sound real, because not everything in there was a real instrument. Some things were virtual instruments, right? I want to make a few of those, and we'll see what I do with those. Maybe I'll just release them. Maybe I'll do nothing with them. My goal is to just kind of have a collection of 3 to 4 short songs and release that as like an EP, kind of like Louis Zong style. Just put like a cover art, maybe an animation loop, and then just upload that. Here's the full EP. Also put that on platforms. Idea, right? But if I don't do that, then I know I'm probably going to make at least 2 of the songs, because that is like my goal. Is I have the one, I'm going to make the second one. If I don't do an EP, I'll upload them separately. They'll be up there at some point, right? Because it's like, I already made it. Why wouldn't I put it somewhere? And then in terms of coding, as I said before, I'm experimenting with different mechanics in Godot, and I do plan to make another game soon. I don't want it to be very long or feature rich. I still want to create something though, because working in a game engine has been really enjoyable, and I'm starting to finally wrap my head around all of like how to structure everything in Godot and what I can use for this scenario and this scenario, and how, you know, just I'm just wrapping my head around Godot, and I want to make something else in it, because I'm like, I could do so much more than a hall to remember. But now I'm like, I could totally make this type of game. It would just take me maybe 6 to 12 months, and I'm like, do I want to do that? I mean, if I was like full-time game dev, sure, because it would probably take me 6 months max, right? It's not like a big game idea either. It's just one that will take me a while, or it's like I have a good idea that I don't want to waste, so I should make a big game out of it, but I'm not going to do that. This next game will be short. All these extra little things that I'm doing, I'm either going to probably stop doing, or not like all of them, but like for each of them, I'm either going to stop doing it, I'm going to try and embed it into my habit routine, or I'm going to just directly apply it to music, or I'm not music, one of my projects, right? And I said music because I was thinking cello. I'm like, maybe I'll stop regularly playing cello, and instead I'll just turn that into play it when I'm needed, something like that, right? Or in terms of like embedding it into my habit routine, I do some things that are like, I don't consider productive. Like I watch YouTube or I play video games, and I could replace those with doing like play piano or draw or play cello or code or whatever, which I kind of already do. I think it's important to take breaks though. That's why video games exist, and I love playing video games. And I feel like if I'm going to be making games, may as well be playing games. There's other lazy things that I do that I could get rid of to give me more time to keep these things in my life. But the thing about wanting to do 50 million different things while also doing big things that are important is you can't do those 50 million things. I came to this realization, unfortunately, when I was actually before Justin, a little bit before, I was learning Korean very slowly. And then about a month after Justin Oval, I realized, learning Korean's fun, but now, since I have no purpose for it other than this is cool, I can't do this, right? So I had to drop it for the time being, and I might come back to learning Korean or just learning a language because I enjoy the patterns and everything that I learn in there. But I had to prioritize, and I'm probably going to have to do that again with all these little things. But I think I always have these moments where I'm like, where I diverge into exploring a bunch of places, and then I reconverge back. Whether I take some of those with me, you know, is up to debate, right? We'll figure it out what sticks and comes back with all my main things. Speaking of random things, I'm also reading a book about pigeons, and probably going to read several, because what I realized is this whole book does not apply to my interest, but some of it does. So I'm going to read the part of it that does, and I'm going to become a pigeon master. I'm trying to see what more I could say, because like last week, I just didn't do much, or I feel like I didn't do much. I honestly, sometimes I don't remember, properly. I think I introduced the fridge feature in Godot, which I will be kind of showing off at the beginning of every stream. We can check through it every once in a while. I'll be working with that feature as well so that I can do more interesting stuff with it. My whole Godot setup kind of on stream is very buggy, but since I've learned a lot, I think outside of that project, I can probably come back and fix certain things. Or who knows, maybe I'll go insane again and recreate the entire thing. That could happen. It didn't take me that long. It took me like a week, the first setup. And you know me, I love new setups. And this week, yeah, is going to be just more toned down, kind of normal things. And then me exploring music and coding and certain things and kind of trying to get a grasp on these projects to see what I want to do with them is kind of the whole thing. But I do still want to upload a video because things have been lacking recently. My numbers have been falling. Actually, not by that much, but like, whenever I see number not as high as it should be, I panic. I don't know what I'm panicking about because it doesn't really matter considering I'm not like a full-time YouTuber, but like I like number big because that's how I was trained. I am going to end the recording portion of the Sunday Scoop here because as I said in the beginning, this is going to be a very short one. We will be chatting a little bit afterwards in the Discord. I don't know how long, but if you are interested in joining in the pre and post chatting of the Sunday Scoop, you can join the Discord in the description of this little post. Thank you and goodbye. Teehee.